Marlboro School student Zochi Green wants to pursue a career in the field of psychology. Her high school only offers one psychology course, and that's not enough for her.
Because I wanted to take a more in-depth class, they told me that there was an option to do an online course, and so I looked into it.
In addition to her classes in school, Green took an online advanced placement psychology course through Online School for Girls. She says the experience was different from a regular classroom.
I actually thought it was a lot easier to say your thoughts because you didn't feel like there weren't any eyes like looking at you like there are in a classroom, and it was like you got to be completely 100% yourself. There were lots of projects though where we had to video chat with girls or you had to talk to text girls.
Marlboro School's Stuart Posen says partnering with Online School for Girls gives students opportunities they otherwise wouldn't have.
There's a lot of APs, a lot of STEM courses that we just don't have the interest or the mass of students to be able to produce those classes. And so by partnering with other schools around the nation and then getting the best teachers from around the nation, we're giving girls opportunities they just otherwise wouldn't have.
Brad Rathgaber is executive director for the Online School for Girls.
What we're trying to do in these single gender settings is really build an enormous amount of confidence in the girls that they can find great success as they go on to college and beyond.
But a single sex education is not what makes a student successful, says Diane Halperin of the Minerva Schools at Keck Graduate Institute. She spoke to VOA in a Skype interview.
Often people will point to exemplary single sex schools and say, look, here's an example that it works. But they tend to be highly selective in terms of the students they admit. Parents are wealthier, especially in the U.S., where people have paid. They tend to be very academically focused.
But there is growing interest in an all-girls online school. Since it began 5 years ago, the Online School for Girls has seen an increase in attendance, and the number of high schools partnering with Online School for Girls has grown from 4 to 85. Rathgaber says his online girls' school provides students with a strong sense of community that helps them learn.
If you're creating a small, close-knit community and you're trying to really bond students with their teachers and students with each other, gender can matter at some level. And we think that we can create a learning environment that capitalizes on a single gender experience.
Rathgaber is now working on building an online school for boys. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.